FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO, live from Hartwick College as we get set for the nightcap here. It's the boys' Tri-Valley Championship between Franklin and Lawrence. Set to be a great battle here tonight, folks. We're going to take a quick break here on our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. We'll come back and we'll hear from Franklin head coach Darrell Beers as he gets set for this matchup between the Purple Devils and the Lawrence Leopards. Again, thanks for joining us. Championship Saturday. We'll be right back on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at ChambersOHara.com.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports as we get set for the boys' Tri-Valley Championship contest between Lawrence and Franklin. And we're joined by Franklin head coach Darrell Beers. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Nate.
First off, I mean, this has been a long time coming for Franklin. I believe it was about 2002, 2003, the last time they got to the championship game for the boys. So what does this mean to the school, your team, the community for Franklin to be back in this position again?
Well, it has been a while. Our girls program has had a lot of success in the last few years, and the boys have always been very supportive of the girls' team. So I think for the boys to have their turn in the spotlight is kind of a nice change, and I think the community support has been really wonderful, and they're liking the fact that the boys are getting their shot at this as well.
Let's rewind just a couple of days here. There was a playoff tie pretty much to see who was going to get in for the boys for those 3 and 4 seeds between Franklin, Edmiston, and Richfield Springs. You guys were drawn out of the hat. You had to go to Morris, and you upset the number 2 seed. So what was that like as a coach, kind of have to wait and see what you got for a draw for the playoffs?
Well, I prepared the boys ahead of time. I told them the process, and I said, you know, if we don't get in, you know, we really have no way to blame ourselves, because we could have took care of business on the floor, and we had 2 1-point losses that obviously could have been the other way. So we were fully prepared not to go, and then, you know, the plus side of that is we would have had 2 home games to help our sectional seed. But we're happy with, you know, obviously we're quite happy that we got in, and we did feel like we belonged, but we didn't want to be disappointed if we didn't get in. We wanted to keep playing at a level that we've been playing at, so for us to get in was really good, and we're real happy about it.
I loved your quote in the newspaper the other day when you were talking about your team. You said, you know, a lot of other coaches and teams will come in and key on your son, Derek, who obviously is a great basketball player, great all-around athlete, but you're just so happy with the way this team has come together and gelled, and that you really feel like you have such a great starting 5 unit and guys that can come off the bench and contribute as well.
Yeah, I think that has been the main reason for our success. Is as the year's gone on, we've played more and more as a team, and I think we're getting a lot of confidence in each other, and we trust each other, and it's always easier when your best player, you know, Derek, he's bought into this from day one. He knows, he understood how important it was for everybody to get involved. And, you know, one player maybe can win a game here or there, but over the long haul, we need the whole team. And that's what's been nice and very rewarding to me as a coach to see that. I just love when other players contribute, and their teams have trouble with that. They see, you know, it's not just Derek, it's Turner, it's Max, it's Joe, it's Carson, it's anybody. So that obviously has been a huge part of our success this year.
Now you're going up against Lawrence, defending league champions, and of course if you follow the Tri-Valley, you know they have a big starting 5 that can also shoot the ball very well. Is it hard to come up with a game plan to go up against a squad like that?
Yes, it is. We know it's going to be a tough chore. They're very big inside, but they have shooters, so you have to try to pick your poison. And if you shut down the inside, then they're going to light you up on the outside, and vice versa. So it's going to be tough. When we played them earlier this year, we felt like we scored enough points on them, but we also gave up a lot of points. It was the most points we'd given up all year. You know, they're just a very, they're a veteran team. They're a well-coached team. We know that going into Saturday night, we have to play very, very well for a chance to beat them. And hopefully we have been playing well so we can continue that Saturday night.
My last question here with Franklin head coach Darrell Beers. Coach, you're the last game kind of in this four-game set, you know, on Saturday up at Hartwick. I'm sure the adrenaline will be flowing for your guys. What are you telling maybe in the locker room to help them calm down and just relax and play their game on Saturday?
Well, pretty much what we've been saying all year long is one game at a time, but we break it down even further. We say one possession at a time, and, you know, it's just a game. We play games to win, go out there and have fun, and, you know, don't worry about the consequences. Tomorrow, the sun's going to come up tomorrow no matter what happens tonight, so try to be as relaxed as we can. And that was basically the speech I used before we played Morris, and I never seen my team as relaxed as they were out there on that court, and I'm hoping that's the same result Saturday night against Lawrence.
Franklin head coach Darrell Beers, thanks for joining us, and good luck against Lawrence in the Tri-Valley Championship.
Thanks a lot, Nate. Appreciate it.
This is Nate Law. We'll be right back with more Tri-Valley Championship basketball here on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody, live from Hartwick College. It's the last game of Championship Saturday. Franklin taking on Lawrence. Let's get you our starting lineups first for Franklin. A sophomore, number 3, Joe Serro. A senior, number 10, Derek Beers. A senior, number 14, Max Carey. A senior, number 24, Turner Thies. And a freshman, number 32, Carson Dutcher, for head coach Darrell Beers. For Lawrence and Andy Carr, the defending Section 4 Class D champs, as well as the defending Tri-Valley champions, a senior, number 20, Sean Rockwell. A senior, number 22, Caleb Kane. And number 32, a senior, Anthony Monaco. A junior, number 33, Mason Weir. And a junior, number 42, Jarrett Benjamin. And we are all set to go. Lawrence is in the home white uniforms. The black and the red trims is Lawrence in black lettering across the front of the uniform. Franklin is in their brand new, as of just this year, purple uniforms with the gold trim and white lettering. Says Franklin Central across the front of the uniform there. And we are set to go, of course. Our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And here we go as Lawrence will go left to right and Franklin right to left. Of course, Lawrence has the experience. They've been here just last year. Franklin, their first trip to the Tri-Valley Championship for this group. The school hasn't been there on the boys' side since 2002. But this fan group for Franklin knows how to cheer. They've had a lot of great success in their girls program over the last few years with a couple of the Tri-Valley championships and a couple of Section 4 championships. And so these fans know how to come out and cheer, and they are here today to support their Purple Devils. Lawrence, what else can be said about their fans? They come out in droves as well. So here we go. Jared Benjamin will tip it up at midcourt for Lawrence and Derek Beers for Franklin. Should be an interesting game. Lawrence with the size advantage. Franklin knows how to run and gun, though. So we will see what game plan Franklin comes out with. About to get underway. The opening tip is up, and Franklin's going to win it with Beers to the left side for Joe Cerro. And we're underway in our last game of the day on Championship Saturday in the Tri-Valley Boys Championship. Here's Turner Thies. Back up for Max Carey. Carey to the right side for Joe Cerro, and he misses that one but gets his own rebound. Goes into the land of the trees and comes down with it. Fresh shot clock here for Franklin. Cerro to the top of the key, closely guarded by Anthony Monaco. Looks like a little kind of 3-2 zone here that Lawrence is presenting, with Monaco playing at the top of the key, trying to present some of those outside shooters, prevent, I should say, from maybe shooting the three. Here's Beers, left side, pull-up jumper for three. Derek Beers, and a 3-0 lead, and that's the way you want to start if you're a Franklin fan. And it looks like Franklin's going to settle in here to a 2-3 zone. Try to contain down low as well as on the shooters. And here's Mason Weir to the left side for Jared Benjamin. Back for Weir for three. Left side off the back rim. No good. Monaco skies for a rebound and kicks it back out. Monaco finds Weir, who sets up the offense to the right side, finding Caleb Kane. Kane down low, but it's tipped out of bounds by Turner Thies and will remain Lawrence possession. 6:52 to go in the first quarter. A 3-0 lead here for Franklin off of Derek Beers' three to start it off. And here is Mason Weir. Dribble, drive, left-handed scoop shot is no good. Out of bounds, and we'll go back to Franklin. Good defense there by the Purple Devils on the first time down the floor. Lawrence with a couple of shot opportunities, but nothing will go. Beers brings it up the floor, zips it across for Max Carey as Lawrence was trying to go with a little half-court press and trap. Into the left side corner here for Max Carey. Back out for Joe Cerro to the right side for Thies. Now Beers left in the corner for three. Got it. Derek Beers from downtown, and he's already got two triples under his belt. And Franklin jumps out to a 6-0 lead with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. Right side here for Mason Weir. As Lawrence down 6-0 here in the early going. Again, two threes for Derek Beers. And now for Mason Weir at the top of the key. Finding Caleb Kane. Back out for Weir. Weir dribble, drive. He stripped of the ball, but Kane was there. Gets it back out for Monaco. He goes for three off the back rim, and a rebound for Franklin and Joe Cerro. And Cerro was down the right side of the floor with 5:55 to go in the first quarter. Back to Beers, who's at midcourt. Franklin going left to right. They find Turner Thies in the corner. Baseline drive for Thies. Kicks it out and finds Max Carey. Carey for Cerro. Finds Beers wide open for three again. This one is short and off the back. And Lawrence with a rebound. So Franklin a 6-0 lead with 5:35 to go first quarter. Here's Monaco left side. Pulls up at the elbow. Out for Rockwell. Bangs it. Sean Rockwell from downtown. And the lefty can be dangerous from deep. And it's 6-3. And now Franklin back the other way will throw it away as Turner Thies tried to get it to Max Carey through his hands and out of bounds. 5:20 to go first quarter. And it's a 6-3 lead for Franklin over Lawrence here in the boys' Tri-Valley Championship contest. Mason Weir over half court here for Lawrence. Bounce pass for Caleb Kane. Kane back for Monaco at the top of the key as Lawrence is in the home white uniforms, the black and the red trim. Franklin's in the purple with the gold trim. Monaco at the high post. Turnaround opportunity back out for Kane, left side. 10 on the shot clock for Weir. Right side, three. Weir got it. Downtown for Mason Weir. And Weir ties it up 6-6 between Lawrence and Franklin. Here's Turner Thies, gets to midcourt, picks it up, finds Carson Dutcher, goes up and can't get the rebound, or excuse me, the layup to go, and the rebound comes down for Lawrence. Boy, it was a good look there for Dutcher, and he just missed it. 4.5 to go first quarter. We're tied 6-6. Finding Caleb Kane to the far side for Monaco. Back for Weir, pump fakes on a three, pulls it down, skips it across for Sean Rockwell, gets in, little floater, is no good, tapped up by Jared Benjamin, couldn't get it, another chance, gets it, and he's fouled. Jared Benjamin puts it home, and he gets his first 2 points of the game, and he'll go to the line. It's an 8-0 run here for Lawrence. As head coach Andy Carr looking out from his spot on the bench intently watching. And Benjamin to the line here, looking to complete the three-point play. It's up and good for Benjamin. So it's a 9-6 lead and a 9-0 run here for Lawrence after Franklin jumped out to a 6-0 lead. Here's Dutcher into the corner for Max Carey from downtown. And let's see, is it going to be a foul or what? I believe it's going to be on Benjamin. As Carey missed the three, it's going to be after the shot. And let's see. That's going to be on Benjamin. I believe they're just going to say he pushed Max Carey as he was going for the rebound. And so Franklin gets the ball back. They trail 9-6. And they'll get the ball into Beers. He's in the corner. He's got Caleb Kane in his face. Pass back out to Max Carey for Joe Serro, far side for Turner Thies. And the Lawrence length on their defense is really making Franklin move the ball to try to get open shots. Here's Beers, right side, gets into the paint all the way to the tin, up and in for Tarek Beers. He's got 8 points, and he's got all eight of Franklin's. It's 9-8, 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Here is Mason Weir, brings it back up the floor for Lawrence as they go right to left, finding Caleb Kane outside the three-point arch. Now for Rockwell, skips it across to the high post. Turnaround shot is now bounced out for Rockwell, left side for Monaco. His jumper no good, and a rebound and a foul on Monaco went over the back of Turner Thies. A lot of special sponsors here for tonight's game, including the Lawrence Teachers Association, the Lawrence Booster Club, as well as Paint Your House. Looking for a free estimate, Paint Your House has been painting for 38 years. Call them today at 783-2210. Beers down the left side, finding Max Carey with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. It is Lawrence with a 9-8 lead over Franklin. Here's Beers in the corner right side. Bounce pass for Dutcher down low, and a thundering block there from Anthony Monaco. And ahead, here comes Mason Weir. Weir to the left side, finding Monaco, who just got that big block. Back out for Weir at the top of the key. Closely guarded here by Max Carey in the 2-3 zone. Back left side for Rockwell. Turnaround shot here is no good for Monaco. Rebound for Caleb Kane. His shot is also no good. Hit the side of the backboard, but Kane somehow gets it back again and skips it up top here for Mason Weir. 2:40 to go in the first quarter, and it's 9-8. Lawrence on top of Franklin. Mason Weir glances over to the bench, gets the signal here from head coach Andy Carr. They throw it down low. It's intercepted by Beers, and Franklin is looking to run. Beers down the right side, ahead for Max Carey. Carey the dribble drive. He gets in. He's stripped. It's out of bounds, and the ball goes back to Franklin. Tyler Gregory back into the game as Carson Dutcher is going to come out. Interesting to note here that Tyler Gregory was hurt midway through the season. I believe he broke a finger, and this is the first game he's been back in. So great job here for Franklin to get another one of their subs in. Here's Beers in the corner. He's quickly double-teamed, and he's fouled. As that was Caleb Kane and Sean Rockwell just getting a little too much of Beers as they tried to corner him over there in the right side corner. That is Kane's first foul, team's third. So three team fouls on Lawrence and one on Franklin. 2:24 to go in the first. It is Lawrence 9, Franklin 8. In the first quarter of the boys' Tri-Valley Championship game, live here from Hartwick College. Far side for Turner Thies. Nice fake, and Thies with the three ball. No good. Beers, a rebound, goes up and puts it in. And Derek Beers has got all 10 points here for Franklin. And the Purple Devils lead 10-9 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. And Weir brings the ball up the floor to the right side. Mason Weir passing off for Caleb Kane, back for Monaco. Monaco to the foul line, down low, intercepted here by Turner Thies. Quickly into the hands of Derek Beers, who walks it up the floor with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. It's 10-9. Bounce pass for Max Carey on the right side. Carey looking for options, finds Turner Thies for Joe Serro. The sophomore point guard with the ball here for the Purple Devils with a minute 35 to go in the first quarter. Back for Beers, closely guarded by Mason Weir of Lawrence. 10 on the shot clock coming up, and this is Max Carey. He's up near half court now. Looking for options, gets it back for Beers. Now for Carey, he's going to have to go to the 10, and he does. Up and in for Max Carey. Max Carey somehow with the shot clock winding down got through traffic, and Franklin leads 12-9 with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Lawrence walks it up the floor going right to left. This is Mason Weir on the right wing side. Bounce pass to the high post for Monaco. Out for Caleb Kane. On the baseline, the jumper no good. A rebound for Max Carey. He's tied up there with Anthony Monaco. And the possession arrow on the jump ball is going to give it back to Lawrence with 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Josh Wyckoff checks in, and Anthony Monaco comes over to catch his breath here Nice move there by Andy Carr, keeping his starters fresh here when they know they can get a little breather, as Lawrence, I think, might be a little deeper on the bench than Franklin. We're under a minute to go, first quarter. Franklin leading Lawrence 12-9. Left side here for Wyckoff. Skips it up for Mason Weir. Top of the key for a three. He got it. Mason Weir from downtown, and we're tied up at 12, and it looks like an old-fashioned gunslinging shootout here tonight between the Purple Devils and the Leopards. Left side for Tyler Gregory. Back for Beers. He wanted that three, but thought better of it. Now for Turner Thies. Back for Beers on the left side. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. For Max Carey. Spots up. Three ball. No good. Rebound for Josh Wyckoff, who's fresh into the game. We're tied 12-12. 20 seconds to go first quarter, and Weir brings it down the floor. Weir to the right side. Crosses midcourt across the Hartwick Hawks logo. 2-3 zone for Franklin. 10 seconds left. Andy Carr up near midcourt now, shouting out some signals. And he gets a pick there for Rockwell. Left side for a three. Rockwell got it. Sean Rockwell with 6 points. And that's going to do it for the first quarter. Lawrence leads Franklin 15-12. Rockwell with 6. Weir with 6. And Beers with 10 for Franklin. Going to be a heck of a game here, folks. We'll step away on WCDO.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Starting the second quarter, it's 15-12. Lawrence on top of Franklin to start this second quarter. Franklin with the ball. Going left to right here is Joe Cerro. Finding Turner Thies. Again, 3-2 zone here for Lawrence, trying to prevent some of the outside shooting, I would say, that Franklin has been so well known for in this postseason run. And here is Max Carey, far side for Turner Thies. Pump fakes on a three, now kicks it back out for Cerro. Downtown, it was short, and Mason Weir with a rebound here for Lawrence. And here is Mason Weir up the floor to the right side. Dribble drive, kicks it out for Caleb Kane. Thought about a three, thought better of it, and back to Weir it goes. As we're 30 seconds into this second quarter, and it's Lawrence 15 and Franklin 12. To the far side for Caleb Kane, now back for Jared Benjamin at the top of the key. Benjamin looking for options, finds Sean Rockwell, who's already got 2 3-pointers, for Mason Weir, who also has 2 3-pointers. Down low, Jared Benjamin up and in. Jared Benjamin with 5 points, and it's 17-12. Lawrence on top of Franklin now. Here's Derek Beers, passes far side for Joe Cerro. Cerro with the ball. Bounce pass for Max Carey. Let's see if they can get it down low, and they do to Carson Dutcher. Turnaround shot, no good. Beers is there to tip it in. And Beers has got 12. It's 17-14, and he's keeping Franklin in this game. He's got 12 of the 14 with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Weir will bring it up the floor here, going right to left. Lawrence is in the home white uniforms, the black and red trim for Rockwell, left side. That's no good. Rebound for Dutcher of Franklin, and he gets the ball into the hands of Derek Beers. Up the floor here for Beers to the right side. Bounce pass down low for Dutcher. Beautiful look up and in. Carson Dutcher puts it home, and it's 17-16. And now let's see. 6:14 to go in the second quarter. And Lawrence had gotten the ball in, and now they want to redo it here with the officials. 6:14. I'm not sure exactly why they want to redo that, but they will. And Mason Weir will walk it back up the floor here. A one-point ball game. A good one here for the boys' Tri-Valley Championship. The nightcap from Hartwick College on Championship Saturday, our fourth game of the day. Mason Weir to the far side. Now for Jared Benjamin in the paint. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound for Beers. He lost it, though, but Turner Thies is right there to pick up the loose change, and Franklin will walk it up the floor with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Left side for Joe Cerro. Cerro dribbles now to the top of the key. Again, Lawrence in the 3-2. Franklin's in the purple with the gold trim here on offense with 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. Here's Max Carey, a deep three, and Carey almost put that one down. No good off the front rim. Josh Wyckoff with the rebound and safely into the hands of Mason Weir as he brings it up the floor for Lawrence. To the left side for Rockwell. Rockwell closely guarded in the 2-3. And back to the right side for Mason Weir. Into the corner for Rockwell. Down low, and Benjamin is fouled by Derek Beers. They say Beers just came up over his back there a little bit on Benjamin. And that will be his first. Or no, they're going to say that's his second foul. So Beers is going to have to be careful with 5:18 to go in the second quarter. 17-16, Lawrence on top. And Beers needs to be in this game at this juncture here for Lawrence. Now for Mason Weir as he gets it from underneath the basket, pulls up and puts it down. Mason Weir with 8 points, and it's a 19-16 lead for Lawrence here over Franklin. Derek Beers down the left side for Turner Thies to the right side. Back for Beers, left side. And now for Max Carey, and all the big guys are up top here in this 3-2 zone. Again, I think trying to stop the three-point shooting for Franklin. And now one of those big guys, Anthony Monaco, is going to pick up a foul. So Robert Poland is going to check in here for the Leopards. That's the second foul on Monaco, so he's going to come to the bench. Poland comes in with 4:57 to go in the second quarter. Four team fouls against Lawrence and two against Franklin. And Max Carey, out of the inbounds play, will chuck up a three. It's no good. Quickly out of bounds. And it will go back here to Lawrence. And Mason Weir will walk it up the floor. Again, a three-point lead here. Colin Campbell is checked into the game for Franklin. And again, a three-point lead for Lawrence to midcourt for Mason Weir. Going right to left here for the Lawrence Leopards. Weir, a little 360 for Poland on the far side. And now for Jared Benjamin. Pulls it back down. 15 on the shot clock. Back to Weir. And the quarterback setting it up. He wants a three. Shoots. And off the back rim it goes. Rebound for Beers. And he tapped it into the hands of Carson Dutcher. And Franklin comes away with the ball. 4 minutes, 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's 19-16. Franklin trailing by three in the Tri-Valley Boys Championship live here from Hartwick College. Thies to the far side for Colin Campbell, and now back for Thies. Thies holding on to it, and again finds Colin Campbell. Campbell with 10 on the shot clock finds Max Carey. Carey to the right side, tries to go down low to Carson Dutcher. 8 now on the shot clock, back for Carey in the corner. 4 on the shot clock. He's going to have to pass one back up for Turner Thies. A deep three. Got it. Turner Thies dials long distance, and Franklin used every bit of the shot clock there, and they get it to go. It's 19-19 with 3:40 to go in the second quarter. Lawrence with the ball. They go to the high post to Benjamin. Benjamin dribble drive straight up off the backboard. No good, and a rebound for Carson Dutcher. Outlet pass for Beers. Here comes Franklin going left to right. Here's Max Carey down the right wing. Carey gets around Wyckoff, trying to go to the tin, up off the glass, and he's fouled. And Max Carey is going to go to the line with 3:24 to go in the second quarter. We're tied up 19-19. And Max Carey, with 2 points already tonight, will go to the line. So Franklin with 12 from Beers to lead the way. On the other side, Weir with 8 and Rockwell with 6 for Lawrence. And here is Max Carey to the line. Again, with 3:24 to go, second quarter. This one off the back rim for Max Carey. Joe Cerro is going to check back in. Turner Thies is going to come to the bench, and I like what Daryl Beers is trying to do here, give some of his starters a little bit of a chance to rest. But he subs them in and out one at a time. I think he's got to know to keep most of his starting five on the floor if he can. And so Max Carey makes the second one, and Franklin goes back on top 20-19 with 3:20 to go in the second quarter. Here's Benjamin down low. Beers playing straight-up defense on him. Benjamin misses the shot, and Beers scoops up the rebound. And here is Beers up the floor going left to right with 3:05 to go in the second quarter. It's Franklin 20, Lawrence 19. Left side for Colin Campbell. Now back for Max Carey. Outside the three-point line, again for Colin Campbell. Very simple passes, just moving the ball here for Franklin. Colin Campbell goes down low for Beers on the baseline. Up and under and in. Spears with 14, and the reverse layup was beautiful. He makes it 22-19 with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Spears having a heck of a game here for Franklin to start it off. Lawrence now trailing by three. They find Crean in the corner for Wyckoff. Thought about it, passes back up for Weir for a three. It rattled out. Wyckoff the rebound. He puts it up, no good, and Beers another rebound. Beers rips it down and will walk it up the floor here for the Purple Devils with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. And now for Joe Serro on the right side, finding Max Carey left side. 3-2 zone still here for Lawrence. Whale of a game here in the first half between Franklin and Lawrence in the boys' Tri-Valley Championship. Joe Serro skips it across for Max Carey. Dribble drive for Beers. Pull-up jumper, he got it. And Beers has got 16. 24-19 is the score. Franklin on top with 1:55 to go in the second quarter. Here is Mason Weir going right to left. Bounce pass for Benjamin. And over for Crean. Dylan Crean with the ball now for Mason Weir. Back out for Crean for a three. This one off the front rim, no good. And another rebound for Franklin. And a nice one by Carson Dutcher. Dutcher up the floor now for Joe Serro with 1:35 to go before our Mirabito halftime report. Left side here for Colin Campbell and now for Max Carey. Carey a bounce pass back for Colin Campbell. Down to 1:25 to go here in the second quarter. Now for Max Carey and for Beers with 10 on the shot clock. Back over for Colin Campbell. They continue to move the ball around against this zone. Back for Beers, a deep three, and that one off the back rim. A rebound, though, for Dutcher, and they're going to call a foul here. Who are they going to get it on? I believe on Mason Weir. And it will be on Mason Weir, who got tied up with Carson Dutcher on the rebound opportunity. 1:10 to go in the second quarter. It's 24-19. And it looks like a timeout will be taken here by Franklin. Again, the Purple Devils leading the Leopards 24-19. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. 1:11 to go in the second quarter. Just want to recognize another one of our special sponsors here tonight, Taggart Electric of Franklin, specializing in commercial and industrial electrical work with a concentration on food manufacturing facilities. Call Taggart Electric today at 829-2823. They wish the best of luck to the Purple Devils here tonight. Here is Joe Serro for three. Left side, got it out of the timeout. Joe Serro from downtown. Franklin leads 27-19, and here comes Mason Weir up the floor. Unbelievable here for Franklin as they lead by eight. You can never count Lawrence out, though, as they get the ball to the high post for Jarrett Benjamin off the glass, and the kiss is good there for Jarrett Benjamin, and he's got seven. And Franklin walks it back up the floor, 27-21, with 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's Colin Campbell back for Beers. Left side for Max Carey, now for Joe Serro. Outside the three-point arch still, coming up on 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Serro to the left side, back for Max Carey. Carey for Beers, kicks it out, looking for Carey. 10 on the shot clock, 22 on the game clock. Serro zips one down low here for Beers. Up off the glass, made it, and he's fouled. Beers has got 18. 29-21 the score, and Beers is going to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. And an unbelievable first half here for Derek Beers. 18.2 seconds to go, and it's 29-21. Beers trying to make it 30-21 at the foul line, and he missed it. So it's 29-21, 15 seconds left. Can Lawrence beat the buzzer like they did in the first quarter with Sean Rockwell? Up the floor with Weir. fakes it, goes into the corner for Wyckoff. Down to 5 seconds to go. Here's Weir into the paint, throws one up off the glass, no good. Benjamin at the buzzer, and it's good. Jared Benjamin makes it, and that's going to do it. Our halftime score, 29-23. The Franklin boys behind 18 points from Derek Beers, leading Lawrence 29-23. They're going to do the Tri-Valley All-Stars presentation here at halftime. We'll hear from Lawrence head coach Andy Carr coming back during our Mirabado Energy Products halftime report. So again, Franklin 29, Lawrence 23 at the halftime break here on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600. And let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Mirabado. Energy for every part of life.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports as we get set for the girls.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports as we're set for the boys' Tri-Valley Championship game here tonight at Hartwick College. And we're joined by Lawrence boys' head coach, Andy Carr. Coach, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Coach, you head into the championship game. You're looking to repeat as champions. Has the pressure been on you guys this year to get back to this game, or are you just focusing on the little things with your team?
There's been a little pressure on us to get back because, I mean, I returned, you know, three starters off of last year's team, and, you know, we have some good size, so, I mean, a lot of people expected us to compete in the league and possibly get to the championship game. So, but we try to veer that pressure off. A little bit, and you know, we take it one game at a time, and we just go out and practice and try to do our stuff.
Certainly seems like you've challenged this team this year. You went down to the Stop DWI tournament in Binghamton and played some other tough non-conference teams. How do you think that has helped you as you get ready for the championship game and also a run in sectionals?
I think that, you know, we've seen a lot of things, you know, this year. A lot of teams have thrown different things at us, and I think that anything we see coming through sectionals, you know, we've probably already seen it at some point during the season. We played Waterville twice out of Section 3, and last year they got beaten in the state finals. And, you know, then we, like you say, we played in the Stop DWI tournament, and we picked up a couple MAC teams, Walton and Oxford, and played those, and those are Class C. Anything that teams throw at us at sectionals, we probably have already seen it or had it run against us, so we're hoping that those games are going to make us a little bit better in come sectional time, and those teams that we played are obviously a little bit quicker than what we see in Class D, so hopefully we're prepared.
Coach, you play Franklin here for the Tri-Valley Championship, a team that was on the outside looking in. They got kind of chosen out of the hat there for the playoffs. And then upset Morris, and they're here in the championship game. Is it almost scary looking over, seeing it a team that kind of has the momentum rolling for them right now?
Yeah, I would say that Franklin is probably one of the teams that you don't want to see right now at this time of year. I mean, they've been playing very well. They're a pretty good run right here. They got a lot of tools. I mean, they got the kids that can shoot the threes. They got the, you know, Derek Beers. I mean, the kid can play inside, outside. You know, he's smart. You know, heady player. McCary can shoot threes. Theus can shoot threes. They're going to be tough for us to defend. And if you would ask me at the beginning of the year, I would have said that Franklin's probably one of those teams that's going to be challenging at the end of the season.
Coach, you lose Mitchell Barra and you lose Jared Conklin to graduation. Again, you did return a lot, but who are some of the guys that have stepped up for you this year and kind of carried the load? Monaco and Weir, of course, are always very impressive, and of course, Jared Benjamin too.
I mean, obviously, Mason Weir, you know, I mean, he's kind of our floor general, and, you know, he's been with us for a few years now, and he knows what we do, and, you know, a lot of times him and I are on the same page, so, you know, he relays a lot of stuff that I want done to the other guys. And you got Anthony Monaco, he's 6'3", and put on some muscle over the offseason, and he's also become an inside-outside player. He can shoot the three, and he can go inside and post up against most anybody. And Benjamin's 6'5", I mean, he's a third-year player this year, and, you know, got a good 15-foot jump shot, and he can play off the baseline. A good player on defense to alter a lot of shots. And the other kid that stepped up for me is Sean Rockwell. He's a lefty that can shoot threes. I mean, if he's on, look out, because he shoots lights out. Also been playing really well on defense. He's been kind of our defensive stopper right now. And Josh Wyckoff, he's another 6'5 kid that's coming in off the bench right now. He started at the beginning of the year, and we put him on the bench and bring him off the bench now behind Caleb Kane, which is a senior. He's 6'2". Both those guys contribute a lot, you know, offensively and defensively, and they rotate in for each other. So, you know, we've had two or three kids step up to take the place of Barron and Conklin.
My last question with Lawrence Boys head coach Andy Carr. I know that the sectional tournament is right around the corner. I know you have your seed now, and I'd like to ask you this question because I think out of anybody locally, you seem to pay the most attention to all the other teams that are going to be in the Class D bracket. Your thoughts on your draw and the upcoming tournament, which features a lot of tough teams.
Yeah, I mean, we got the four seed, and we're behind Stanford. And, you know, I mean, Stanford's a quality team. I mean, they're playing in the Delaware League crossovers, and against South Korea, and we played South Korea already this year, and they beat us by 16. That was a six-point game most of the way through. But South Korea is, I would say, has got to be the favorite coming into sectionals this year. Lamport is probably the best Class D player in Section 4. He's just a heady kid. He can handle the ball real well. He can shoot it. You know, and then they got Metzko that plays off of him, and you know, they got the Porter kid that can shoot threes, and you know, they got the post kids inside that can rebound. They're decent sized kids, and Bobby's got a lot of kids, you know, coming off the bench that can contribute. So I think South Courtright's probably going to be the favorite coming into Section 4, into the sectionals. And you know, Delhi, I've seen them play a couple times, and you know, they're not deep on the bench, but he's got two big kids there, craft boys, and they're good sized kids, and the younger one can really play. I mean, he's a good ball player, and you know, he's got a couple good guards. So and they get after it. Delhi gets after it pretty good. And so, I mean, I think those are the two teams that I would say would be favored coming in. I like our draw. A little disappointed we got on South Korea's side. I mean, if I was going to see South Korea, I'd really prefer to see them in the finals, but not in the semifinals. But, I mean, we have to get through Wyndham, and then if we get through that, we got the winner of Morris-Evanston. And, you know, we've played Evanston twice, and the last time we played them, I mean, they took us down to the wire. They were within 1 point in the third quarter of us, and, you know, they played real well. So, I mean, Evanston's a team that might come in out of the bottom part of that bracket and surprise some teams. But I think from top to bottom, I mean, there's some teams in there that can probably come in and make some noise and surprise some teams. And, you know, you got South Kiowa coming in, and that 9 seed going to Jefferson to play. They play out of the IAC, and, you know, we don't see a lot of teams out of the IAC, so hard to tell how good they're going to be. They've been in the semifinals the last 2 years, I think. So I think the matchups are going to be pretty good, and I think there's going to be a lot of competitive games coming through the Section 4 Class D.
Lawrence head coach Andy Carr. Coach, as always, thanks for all your knowledge, and good luck at Hartwick against Franklin. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Nate. Appreciate it.
This is Nate Law. We'll be back with more boys local basketball here on CDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. It's the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report here live from Hartwick College. Our halftime score, 29-23. The Franklin boys with a surprising first half. They lead by six on our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Let's run through our scoring summary here in the first half. Of course, Franklin led by 18 points from Derek Beers, who was doing the work of a man down low. Unbelievable for Beers with 18. 3 points for Max Carey, 3 for Turner Thies, 3 for Joe Cerro, and 2 from Carson Dutcher the rest of the way for some balanced scoring there for Franklin. On the other side for Lawrence, talk about balanced scoring. 9 for Jared Benjamin, 8 for Mason Weir, 6 for Sean Rockwell. Those are the three guys on the score sheet. Interesting to see no Anthony Monaco on the score sheet. He was in foul trouble, had those two fouls. They'll have to get him going in the second half, that's for sure, if you're a Lawrence fan. Just want to recap some of the other scores here from today. Back at the 2 o'clock game, the Green boys come from behind at the halftime break and defeat Sydney 51-45 to win their first ever in school history boys MAC basketball championship. So congratulations there to the Trojans. At 4 o'clock, it was the Delhi girls falling to Bainbridge-Guilford, 40-24. It was a close game at the break, but then BG too much in the second half. Selfridge and Palmateer with 11-10, and BG pulled away from Delhi there. The Tri-Valley Championship for the girls, Milford wins 44-36. Lawrence tried to make a game of it at the end, but too much Addie Lawson with 20 points here tonight for Milford. She was our Outstanding Offense Award winner here tonight for Milford. And again, our halftime score here, 29-23, the Franklin boys on top of Lawrence at the halftime break. We'll take one more quick break. When we come back, we'll get you set for the start of the third quarter. This place is absolutely packed. It has been all day, folks. It's Championship Saturday. Of course, we did the two games last night over at SUNY Delhi for the Delaware League Championships. We've done all four games here today. It has been a great weekend here on CDO, and I expect nothing less than a great second half between Franklin and Lawrence for our final game here this evening live from Hartwick College. Again, 29-23, Franklin boys on top of Lawrence, and our Mirabito halftime report. Halftime break. Again, 29-23. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back as we get you set for the start of the third quarter. Live from Hartwick College, Nate Lull with you on WCDO. And it will be Lawrence basketball to start the third quarter. Lawrence will go left to right on your radio dial to start off this second half. They are in the home white uniforms with the black and the red trim. It says Lawrence in red lettering across the front of the chest. Franklin in their new uniforms this year. They are dark purple with the whites and the gold trim. It says Franklin Central in white and gold lettering across the front of the uniform. They will go right to left. And let's see what the coaches of both sides did in the locker room at halftime to try to, you know, try to fool one another here. And we'll see if Lawrence sticks with that 3-2 defense or what happens exactly. Lawrence will bring it up the floor, and here's Mason Weir to Rockwell on the right side. Franklin sticks with the 2-3. They go to Benjamin, right to the bucket, up and in. And Jarrett Benjamin has 11. And I'm thinking Lawrence is going to roll the dice here and try to just, you know, wear Franklin down with their size a little bit here in the second half. So it's 29-25 with 7:35 to go in the third quarter. Here's Derek Beers left side. Beers at the elbow as they go right to left. Beers down low for Carson Dutcher. Turnaround opportunity falling away for Dutcher. No good. And Benjamin with a rebound. Good look there for Franklin, but a little fall away shot there for Dutcher. Comes up empty. So here's Weir down the floor for Lawrence to the high post here for Benjamin. Kick out. Caleb Kane from downtown is no good. Benjamin with a rebound. He goes up and puts it in. Jared Benjamin with four straight points to start the third quarter, and it's Franklin 29, Lawrence 27 with 1 minute gone in the third quarter. Here is Joe Serra as Franklin tries to find their rhythm. And here is Turner Thies to the outside. Now back for Max Carey. Man-to-man is the defense here for Lawrence from the looks of things. Serra finds Dutcher far side, now back for Max Carey. Carey to the foul line. Dribble drive. A nice bounce pass here for Dutcher. He goes up. Can't get it to go. The rebound loose on the floor. And Mason Weir diving into the scorer's table here to try to save it. Ball out of bounds. And it will stay with the Lawrence Leopards. No, it'll stay with Franklin. Excuse me. Good hustle there by Weir, but just couldn't get to it in time. Sean Kerrigan's going to check into the game. Caleb Kane will come out with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Franklin leading by 2, 29-27. Could they get the offense rolling like they did in the first half? Derek Beers with 18 points. Little 360 spin here for Turner Thies. Left side for Beers. Stops at the left elbow. Bounces down low for Turner Thies. He's going up against Monaco. Leans into him. Puts it up and in. Turner Thies has got 5 points, and that was a big bucket to maybe get Franklin kick-started here once again. 6:10 to go in the third quarter. It's 31-27. Franklin on top of Lawrence in the boys' Tri-Valley Championship game. Here is Kerrigan back for Weir. Bounce pass to the high post for Benjamin. Looks like they want to run it through him in the second half. And now this is going to be a push-off foul, I believe, on Weir. No, a three-second violation. My apologies. 2 minutes into this third quarter, and pitching a tent down in the lane there was Benjamin. They get him for 3 seconds for camping. 31-27 the score. Franklin with the ball going right to left. Joe Serra left side. Little dribble drive here now for Carson Dutcher. To the top of the key, right side here for Max Carey. Deep three-pointer, bang! Bullseye there for Max Carey. And he's got 6 points. And Franklin back ahead 34-27 with 5.5 to go in this third quarter. Mason Weir, right side, finds the lefty Sean Rockwell as Lawrence goes left to right. Left wing side now back to the top of the key for Weir. Dribble drive, picks it up, gets it back for Rockwell. Franklin's still very active in the 2-3. They go to the high post for Benjamin. A kick out for Weir. He wants the three, and that one rattles out. Rebound, though, by Sean Kerrigan. And a fresh shot clock here, a 35-er up on the board for Mason Weir and the Lawrence Leopards. Back for Rockwell. Left side three, got it. You cannot leave Rockwell alone. He's got 3 three-pointers and 9 points. And it's 34-30. Franklin on top with 4:55 to go, third quarter. Right side for Joe Serra. Now for Carson Dutcher. The big fella wants a dribble drive. He pulls up for a long two. It's short and a rebound here for Mason Weir. Lawrence was almost daring Dutcher to shoot there, and he did. And it just came up a little short. And now Lawrence to the far side with Rockwell and back to Weir. Weir penetrates, kicks it back out for Kerrigan. Now a pass for Weir. He wants the straightaway three. No good. Monaco with the tip, and he's fouled on the second chance opportunity with 4.5 to go. This will be the second team foul on Franklin in the second half. None so far on Lawrence. So Dutcher is going to come to the bench, and Tyler Gregory will come in, freshman for freshman. And now this is going to be a timeout taken here by Franklin. 4.5 to go. Third quarter, Franklin leads 34-30 over Lawrence, boys' Tri-Valley Championship. Stay tuned for more local high school hoops tonight on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, and just out of the timeout, Lawrence will work it down low to Anthony Monaco, his first bucket of the night. And it's a 34-32 lead here for Franklin over Lawrence. A tight one here in the third quarter between the Purple Devils and the Leopards. Here's Beers to the left side at the left elbow. As Franklin goes right to left, Beers dribble drive up off the glass, can't get it to go. And Beers has not scored here in the third quarter after having 18 in the first half. Here is Mason Weir as Lawrence looks to try to tie this game up with 3:55 to go in the third. Ball tipped out of bounds by Max Carey on the left wing side, and it will stay with the Leopards. Monaco will inbound, and this is such a big Lawrence team. You got Benjamin at 6'5", Monaco at 6'4", and guys off the bench averaging 6'2 as well. So it's a big Lawrence team for Franklin to contend with tonight. Mason Weir to the left side, closely guarded in the 2-3 by Max Carey, who is making sure he keeps an eye on him. To the high post for Benjamin, down low, intercepted there though by Franklin. Tyler Gregory got his fingertips on it. And the outlet pass ahead for Turner Thies. And the senior wearing number 24 brings it down the right wing for Cerro. Now for Gregory, the freshman, to the foul line for Beers. Beers dribble drive, gets into the paint, up off the glass, and the kiss is good for Derek Beers. And he's got 20. 36-32 the score with 3:15 to go in the third quarter. A special shout out to the Beers family listening in Utica and Holland Patton here tonight on WCDOsports.com. And just as I say that, a steal for Derek Beers. And he'll walk it up the floor with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's 36-32. Beers to the right side. Holding on to it for Franklin. Now for Turner Thies. He's got Monaco right in his grill. Lawrence in the man-to-man. Thies into the paint. Off the glass and good. Turner Thies has got 7, and Franklin leads 38-32 with 2:45 to go in the third, and a timeout is taken by Lawrence head coach Andy Carr. The Purple Devils leading the Leopards in the Tri-Valley Championship 38-32. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the Lawrence timeout, welcome back. It's Franklin 38, Lawrence 32, and now another steal here for Franklin. Jared Benjamin was stripped from behind by Max Carey, and the Purple Devils will walk it up the floor going right to left with 2:25 to go in the third quarter. Here's Joe Cerro on the left side. They'll say he traveled outside the three-point line. And 2:22 to go in this third quarter, and the ball right back to Lawrence. Again, the defending Tri-Valley and Section 4 Class D champs from a year ago. Lawrence will walk it up the floor here with Mason Weir, and you can never count out a Mason Weir-led team, that's for sure. Left side for Rockwell. The lefty pulls it back down for Weir. Drives into the paint. Pull up 15-footer. No good. Rebound on the floor. And Lawrence will come away with it with Sean Kerrigan. Left side for Weir. Floater in the lane. That's no good. Another rebound. We'll have a foul. This one on Lawrence. I believe on Monaco. That's going to be his third. Yes, it is. Anthony Monaco only with 2 points so far tonight. And that's his third foul. So 2:03 to go in this third quarter. Both teams only with one team foul in the second half. Very clean game. Serrell brings it down the floor, finds Beers. Dribble drive into the paint. The floater is good for Beers. He's got 22, the Dr. J finger roll, and he gets it to go down. And Franklin leads by 8, 40-32 with a minute 45 to go in this third quarter. Here is Mason Weir at the top of the key to the right side for Rockwell. Back for Weir. Franklin still sitting in the 2-3 zone on defense. Tipped away by Carey, but Weir gets it back for the Leopards. Weir to the left side and to the left elbow, and he travels. With a minute 30 to go in the third, shuffled his feet. Maybe a questionable call. It was hard to see as he was in traffic, but the Zebra Crew whistling that one as a traveling violation, giving the ball back here to Franklin. And Andy Carr not pleased with that. Derek Beers to the left side. Bounce pass for Joe Serro. Outside for Max Carey. Pump fakes. Picks up his dribble and now gets it safely back to Derek Beers. With a minute 15 to go in the third. Into the corner for Tyler Gregory and back for Joe Serro. Serro to the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. 15 on the shot clock. Back for Beers. Three ball coming. Got it. Beers has got 25. Downtown Charlie Brown for Derek Beers. 43-32 for the Purple Devils with a minute to go in the third. And here is Mason Weir back the other way. And a steal again by Beers. Fast break if they can hurry. Beers, a bounce pass ahead for Max Carey. Throws it as he goes out of bounds off of the leg there of Sean Kerrigan. And the old trick in the book works. And Franklin keeps the ball. You see that from time to time. Somebody's falling out of bounds. They throw it off the opposing team's leg. And sometimes it works. Most of the time it doesn't. But it worked that time for Franklin. They get it in. With 44 seconds to go in the third quarter for Derek Beers out of the inbounds play. Beers has got 25. Right side for Joe Serro. Deep three, and he got it. Joe Serro dials long distance. And Franklin leads 46-32 with 30 seconds left in the third quarter. And Franklin is hitting everything at the moment. Mason Weir into the corner as Lawrence goes left to right, back for Rockwell. Weir at the top of the key to the high post for Benjamin. Benjamin down low and a foul here on Franklin with 17 ticks to go. And that will be the second team foul here on Franklin. So two on Franklin, one on Lawrence, if you're keeping track at home of the team fouls. Monaco will look to get it in here at the right block and finds Mason Weir at the top of the key. Weir directing traffic. Lawrence is going to play for the last shot with the shot clock off in the third quarter. They find Monaco. Pump fakes on the three. Tries to go to the bucket. He's stripped and a foul is called on Franklin. And the Franklin faithful not happy as they thought that was a pretty clean tip of the ball as Monaco went to pass it. And Monaco is going to go to the line with 6 seconds left. Monaco standing 6'3". And boy, the difference between last year and this year with Monaco, he's just bulked up so much. Spent a lot of time working out in the offseason, and you can see it's paid off. As he was a first-team Tri-Valley All-Star, as well as Mason Weir here for Lawrence, that was named at halftime. And Beers was named a first-team All-Star for Franklin in the league. Monaco missing the first one. And Colin Campbell will check in for Franklin for Tyler Gregory. 6 seconds to go in this third quarter. Franklin leads 46-32. Monaco, the second one is no good. He missed it. Franklin with a rebound. Let's see if they can get a shot off. Max Carey ahead for Beers. 3-2, and he spots up for three at the buzzer. Oh, just rimmed out. But Franklin walks out of the third quarter with a 46-32 lead after three. Fourth quarter coming up. Should be a doozy. You're listening to live Tri-County Basketball tonight on WCDO.
This Valentine's Day, treat the one you love to a romantic dinner at Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria, Union Street in Sydney. Start with one of their delicious appetizers, steamed clams, shrimp cocktail, or stuffed mushrooms. Then select from their regular menu or their Valentine's specials, including prime rib with scallops and shrimp, pan-seared salmon, or chicken piccata. Dinners include a complimentary glass of wine for the ladies. Show her how much you love her this Valentine's Day. Call Roma's in Sydney today for reservations. 563-8888.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Hey,
Well, championship Saturday has all come down to this, folks. 8 minutes left. It's our fourth game, and Franklin boys leading Lawrence 46-32 as we start the fourth quarter in our fourth and final game of the day here, the Boys Tri-Valley Championship. Thanks for joining us on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Franklin with the ball going right to left in the purple and gold uniforms. A kick out for Joe Cerro from downtown. Joe Cerro nails it. He's got 9 points, and Franklin leads 49-32. This is unbelievable. Mason Weir, a dribble drive, and he's fouled as he gets down low. I believe this is going to be on Derek Beers, which will be his third. Yes, it is on Beers. So 7:36 to go, fourth quarter. It's 49-32. Important to note that this is a Lawrence team that has a ton of weapons. They could come back at any time. I know they're in a big hole at the moment. They haven't had their best game here tonight, but this is a team, all they need is one little spark to really ignite them. So Weir is at the line, and the first shot is up and good for Mason Weir, who has 9 points. And Weir is playing his normal game. Very cool, calm, and collected. Great customer with the ball. He'll head to the line here, looking to get into double figures. With 7:36 to go, fourth quarter, it's 49-33. Franklin ahead, and that one rattles out in a rebound here for Carson Dutcher, and he gets it into the hands of Derek Beers as Franklin is ahead, 49-33. And this clock has got to be ticking very slowly if you're a Franklin fan right now. Here is Turner Thies in the corner on the baseline. Thies back out for Carson Dutcher and for Max Carey. For Joe Cerro at the top of the key. Tries to go to Beers, and he does to the left side. Beers to the bucket, and the kiss off the glass is good, and Beers has got 27. And Franklin leads 51-33 with 7 minutes left in the contest. Mason Weir to the left side at the foul line. Leans in off the back of the rim. No good. Ball is loose, and Franklin comes away with it with Joe Cerro. Cerro over to Beers, and Lawrence is trying to come with every pressure bit of defense that they can, but Franklin avoiding it so far. Here's Max Carey, and that is a carry with 6:47 to go here in the fourth quarter. He just lost the handle and tried to save it, but a carry on Max Carey of Franklin. 6:47 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 51-33. Thanks for joining us here. Mason Weir will get the ball to half court. He rolled it, so the clock didn't run there for a couple of seconds. Lawrence trying to milk everything they can out of it. To the right side for Monaco as Lawrence goes left to right. They are in the white uniforms with the black and red trim. And here's Weir, gets to the bucket, up and in. He's got 11, and it's 51-35. And Turner Thies with the ball down the right side as Franklin goes right to left in front of the Franklin student section over there on that far side. Here is Cerro. Tries to loft it to the high post, and he does for Beers, but he's stripped. But Beers steals it back, finds Carson Dutcher down low, who's blocked, and Mason Weir comes away with it. It was a tag team block between Weir and Benjamin. To the right side for Monaco with 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Monaco back out for Weir. A deep three. That one is short. Monaco a rebound. Up, and that one is short. And the rebound's still loose on the floor. And Lawrence comes away with it. They get a fresh 35. It's 51-35 here. Franklin on top as the ball rolls out of bounds. It was last touched by Franklin and will stay with Lawrence. Wild little series there as Lawrence unable to shoot and score. They try to crawl back in with 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Here's Weir, and he will hit this one. Weir has got 14, and he's doing everything he can to pull Lawrence back into this one. It's 51-38 with 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter, and Franklin is going to call a timeout by head coach Darrell Beers to regroup. Again, 5:38 to go in the fourth quarter. It is Franklin 51, Lawrence 38, Boys Tri-Valley Championship Basketball here tonight on CDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Franklin with the ball going right to left. 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. Franklin leads 51-38. Turner Thies gets the ball to Derek Beers at the high post. Dribble drive up and in, and he's got 29 points. He just gets to the foul line and can quickly turn, and he can go left or right. So Beers with 29, and Franklin leads 53-38. Here's Monaco, a pass down low for Benjamin, up and in. And Jarrett Benjamin has got 15. It's 53-40. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Joe Cerro dribbling through a double team. Quickly flings one to the far side for Max Carey. Carey is fouled by Mason Weir, who at this point has to go for steals, and he tapped him on the wrist. And Lawrence is going to go to the bench. Josh Wyckoff is going to come in for head coach Andy Carr. At the next break, several special sponsors for tonight's game, including the Lawrence Teachers Association, the Lawrence Booster Club, as well as Paint Your House. Painters, painting for over 38 years. For a free quote on your next paint job, call 783-2210. Several other special sponsors for tonight's game as Lawrence takes a timeout here. We'll keep it right here. Taggart Electric of Franklin, call them today at 829-2823. Taggart Electric wishes the best of luck to the Purple Devils here in tonight's game. Of course, Brian the Photo Guy is here down on the baseline snapping photos. You'll be able to see his work, I'm sure, in the Daily Star tomorrow. Keller Williams Realty and agent Stacy Frazier. Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally and you need expert advice? You call Stacy Frazier at 434-9538 or online at upstate-properties.net. Or Athelis Therapeutic Riding of Otigo, a proud local sponsor of local sports on WCDO. Call 783-2321. Also, sports field specialties of Delhi, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, and Sunrise Heating of Franklin. And, of course, Sydney Federal Credit Union with 9 locations in the Tri-County area to serve their members. Take advantage of the One That You Love auto sale this month with awesome rates. Good luck to all teams in the finals today from SFCU. 4:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Franklin leads by 13, 53-40, and the Purple Devils have the ball going right to left. And Max Carey quickly gets it in here to Derek Beers, who's got 29 points. Beers going right to left, has it on the right wing side, closely guarded by Anthony Monaco. Beers at the foul line again, takes it right to the rim, puts it in, and he's fouled. He's going to go to the line. And Beers has got 31 points, and he's looking to complete the old-fashioned three-point play with 4:43 to go. This is an unbelievable showing here from Derek Beers. Just like a game we did a couple of weeks ago at Gilbertsville Mount Upton, where the Purple Devils won by 10 points and Beers had 37. And Beers puts home the foul shot and he's got 32. And Franklin leads 56-40 with 4.5 minutes to go. Mason Weir to the left side. Dribble drive back for Monaco and he gets into the paint off the glass. No good. And let's see, this is going to be a foul on Lawrence on the rebound with 4.5 to go. That's going to be on Monaco. He was trying to follow his own shot. And that will be his fourth. So 4.5 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. Each team with four fouls up on the board for team fouls, in case you're keeping track. 4:25 to go in this fourth quarter, and Franklin leads 56-40. Into the left corner here for Carson Dutcher as Franklin goes right to left. They're in the purple with the gold trim uniforms. Lawrence in the home whites with the black and the red trim. And here is Beers outside the three-point line, going right to left, and he's willing to just choose some clock here. 10 on the shot clock. Beers a little stutter step, steps back, 20-footer off the back rim and no good. And a rebound here for Jarrett Benjamin and a head now for Mason Weir with 4 minutes to go. Now for Monaco, right side, into the paint, pull-up jumper for Monaco, splash. Anthony Monaco with 4 points, and it's 56-42 with 3:45 to go in this fourth quarter. Franklin ahead of Lawrence in the Tri-Valley Boys Championship here from Hartwick College. Max Carey to the right side. He gets tripped up and a foul on Mason Weir, and Lawrence fans not going to be happy with that one. I really think Max Carey just slipped on the floor, and since Weir was right there, they kind of called him for some contact. That's a tough one. That's the third foul on Weir and the team's fifth foul. 3:38 to go in the fourth quarter, and it is a 56-42 lead for Franklin. They get the ball to midcourt with Derek Beers, closely guarded by Anthony Monaco. Beers to the right side. Backs it out again, chewing some clock here as Franklin has the lead, and the clock is in their favor. Into the left side corner, Joe Cerro for three. He's hit a couple there today, and he's not going to get that one. A rebound for Lawrence. Here's Weir in transition for Rockwell. Leaves it off for Benjamin. Dribble drive. He goes up, and he's fouled with 3:15 to go. Benjamin to the line. Let's see who this one is on from the Zebra Crew. Well, that one will be on Beers. That's going to be his fourth with 3:15 to go. Franklin with a nice lead right now, 56-42, but you want to keep Beers in the game as a lot of things go through him on offense and defense. That's his fourth. He's going to have to be careful. Beers with 32 tonight. Benjamin, first shot is no good. Benjamin having an equally great night. He has 15 points here for Lawrence. That's a team high. We are right behind him with 14. Tyler Gregory back into the game here for Franklin. 3:15 to go. Benjamin, second shot, no good. Rebound by Monaco is missed as well. And Joe Cerro comes down with a rebound, but he traveled. So 3 seconds tick off the clock. 56-42 the score, and Lawrence will get the ball back after the traveling violation there on Joe Cerro. And so Monaco underneath at the right low block will bounce it in here for Mason Weir. Weir to the right side, and he's stripped of the ball. Didn't get a foul call, and Franklin in the backcourt here will now work it up the floor. 3 minutes to go, and Franklin leads 56-42. Beers to the right side. Dribble drive into the paint. He'll kick it back off and up and in. A great shot there from Tyler Gregory. His first 2 points of the night, and Franklin leads 58-42. Here's Weir down the floor to the right side for Rockwell. Back up for Monaco. Straightaway three. No good. A rebound for Rockwell. He fires one up in the corner and got it. Sean Rockwell with 12 points, all on three-pointers, and it's 58-45 with 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Beers across midcourt. Again, just trying to chew some clock here. Lost the handle on the ball. Just saved it before it went into the backcourt. And now to the left side here for Joe Cerro. Screams one across here for Max Carey, who gets into the paint. And let's see, with 2:17 to go in the fourth quarter, the referees, I believe, are warning some of the officials over at the table who have been yelling at some of the Zebra Crew here with 2:17 to go. The official pretty much just called his own time out there to tell some of the people down at the table to be quiet. Unbelievable. Is everybody a little fired up here at the moment in the Tri-Valley League Championship? And let's see, Andy Carr now, the head coach for Lawrence, is going to have a quick word with the officials with 2:17 to go. And I think Andy Carr, what he's saying is, how can the official just call a timeout in the middle of the game to yell at somebody on the side? Not pleased. Either way, Franklin's going to get the ball back underneath the bucket. That was kind of a crazy little stanza. Franklin gets the ball. Here's Beers into the paint. Kick out for Joe Cerro for a three. That one is no good, but it comes back out to Beers with 2:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Franklin leading 58-45. Beers to the right side, finding Carson Dutcher. Dutcher holding on to it. Five left on the shot clock. Beers throws up a three in the corner. It's too long, and a rebound for Lawrence. They're going to have to push with a minute 55 to go, and they trail 58-45. Here's Weir to the bucket. Can't make the shot, but he is fouled and should go to the line here with a minute 50 to go. So Mason Weir with 14 points will look to cut into this Franklin lead. And so that is the second foul on Joe Cerro. The sixth team foul against Franklin and five against Lawrence. Turner Thies is going to check back in for Franklin at the next whistle. Weir puts this one up. It's short and no good. That's the kind of night it has been here for Lawrence. Second one is coming here for Mason Weir as Tyler Gregory checks back out. And the starting five is back into the contest here for Franklin with a minute 50 to go. Very close to a Tri-Valley Championship. It'd be their first one since 2002 if they can pull this off here tonight. Weir puts it up and in, and he's got 15. And Lawrence is going to take a timeout with a minute 50 left. Franklin on top, 58-46. With a minute 50 to go, we'll take a quick break and be right back here on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. A minute 50 to go in the fourth quarter. Live here on WCDO, and Franklin leading Lawrence 58-46. Some people are already heading for the exits here. I'm kind of shocked by that. I mean, there's a minute 50 left. Anything could happen. Maybe they're trying to beat the traffic out of here and maybe go warm up the car, as I hear it's about zero out right now. And I'm sure with the windshield, it's much, much worse than that. As we have been in here all day, four straight games today on Championship Saturday. And we've done six games in 24 hours, pretty much. It's been great. Championship weekend, we should call it. 58-46, Franklin boys in the Tri-Valley Championship ahead of Lawrence with a minute 40 to go. And now a steal for Lawrence, but Franklin takes it right back with Max Carey. To Joe Cerro on the left side. And now back for Beers. Beers closely guarded here by Monaco, and they're trying to foul him, and they do in the corner with a minute 30 to go. And so this will be the sixth team foul on Lawrence, so one more, and Franklin will be shooting. And so Franklin will inbound the ball. Again, they're going right to left, and Max Carey will inbound in front of his own bench. So a minute 30 to go in the fourth quarter. Officials will get together here and chat about this call. Andy Carr is having some questions on it. And so officials will go over to the scorer's table here with a minute 30 to go. It's 58-46. Just want to rewind a couple of weeks here. Franklin was on the outside looking in for these playoffs. There was a three-way tie for the final two spots in the league. They actually had to have a meeting where they drew the names out of a hat. Franklin was one of the teams that got drawn. And that's how they got into the playoffs, folks. And here they are, a minute and a half away from perhaps winning the Tri-Valley Championship title. So Franklin gets the ball in, and Joe Cerro is tied up at midcourt. And I believe they're going to call a foul here on Lawrence instead of a jump ball. And the Lawrence faithful cannot believe it. And I believe this one is going to be on Mason Weir. That might be his fourth. No, they're going to call it on Rockwell. So that's the sixth team foul here on Lawrence. And so again, one more, and Franklin will be shooting. A minute 24 to go, and I'm sure that's what Lawrence wants to do. Franklin gets it in, and here comes Beers up the right side of the floor. Beers into the paint, takes it to the bucket, and he's fouled. With a minute 17 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Beers will go to the line. He's got 32 points here tonight. Beers has been playing with four fouls for the last couple of minutes, and he's been able to keep it clean to stay in the game. Post-game show coming up after this. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Beers to the line. First one rims out. So 58-46 the score. Another one coming here for Derek Beers. Beers to the line. And the second one is good. So Beers has 33. And Franklin leads 59-46. And here is Weir to the left side for Benjamin. Now for Rockwell. A deep three. Got it. Sean Rockwell's got 15 on 5 3-pointers. A minute 7 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 59-49. So a 10-point game. Franklin ahead 59-49. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be right back for the conclusion of the boys' Tri-Valley Championship here tonight on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
1:07 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 59-49. Franklin on top of Lawrence here in the boys' Tri-Valley Championship. Franklin trying to, I don't want to say do the impossible, but this would be quite the upset here tonight if the Purple Devils can hold on. They get the ball into Turner Thies as we come up on 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter. Deese down the floor. He gets to midcourt. Deese with the ball, trying to get rid of it, and Franklin's going to call a timeout as Deese was in trouble with 58 seconds left. It's 59-49, and Lawrence is not going to go quietly, I can tell you that. So Lawrence will have some time to rest up here as Franklin takes a full timeout. And again, let's recap our scores from today in case you're just checking in. The Green Boys back in our game at 2 o'clock defeating Sydney in the Boys MAC Championship 51-45. Then at 4 o'clock in the MAC Girls Championship, it was Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Delhi 40-24. At 6 o'clock, it was our Lawrence and Milford Girls Tri-Valley Championship with Milford winning back-to-back titles as they won that one 44-36. This is our last game of the night and last game of the weekend. 58 seconds left. Franklin leading 59-49. Our post-game show will be coming up. We'll give out our three awards as we always do for offense, defense, and all-purpose. But a great afternoon of basketball here at Hartwick College. I want to say thank you to them for setting us up here today. Normally the championships are at SUNY Oneonta. That's where sectional finals will be. Hartwick has been a gracious host here for the MAC and Tri-Valley Championships, and I can't say thank you enough to them. Franklin gets the ball in with 55 seconds left. Here's Beers. He's trying to run off some clock. Beers to the right side, picks up his dribble, now gets it to Joe Serro. Right back to Beers. 45 seconds left, and he's fouled with 15 on the shot clock, and Beers will go to the charity stripe. He's got 33 points. Franklin, again, we've said it all day, with teams in the lead trying to put the icing on the cake. 59-49 the score. And that is going to be the fifth foul on Anthony Monaco. And the senior is going to foul out of the Tri-Valley Championship here tonight with 4 points. And I know Lawrence with a sectional run ahead, I'm sure, as they have the 4 seed and they will host Wyndham, the 13 seed, next week in sectionals. So here's Beers to the line. First one is good. He's got 34. And the second one coming for Derek Beers as Franklin leads 60-49. Second one coming here for Beers, and that one is good. Nothing but net. He's got 35 points. It's 61-49. Lawrence trying to bring the ball up the floor and save a little time. Mason Weir to the right side. Dribble drive to the hole up off the glass. No good. Rebound for Josh Wyckoff, and he's fouled. Couldn't make the bucket, but Wyckoff is going to be shooting two here for Lawrence with 40 seconds to go. Josh Wyckoff, a promising junior standing about 6'4", will head to the line here looking for his first points of the night. Beginning of the year, Wyckoff was starting, has kind of moved into a sixth man role here for Lawrence, but certainly a tremendous amount of ability as he makes the first one. A lot of potential in that body too at 6'4", and his family has been doing it at Lawrence for a long time, all the way back to the days of eight-man football. Second one coming here for Wyckoff. And this one is off the back rim, no good. Beers a rebound, and Franklin leads 61-50 with 35 seconds to go. And Beers is going to get fouled by Sean Rockwell in the backcourt. And the Franklin faithful are sensing it. They've had such a good run over the last, 5 years or so with their girls' basketball program. Of course, Derek's older sister, Jordan Beers, winning a pile of championships in the Tri-Valley, as well as Section 4 Class D, scoring over 2,000 points in her career, now playing at Ithaca College. As Pierce makes the first one, he's got 36. And Jordan had a game earlier today and has made it here for her brother to watch Derek, as it looks like he's going to win a Tri-Valley championship here. Second one for Pierce is good. He's got 37. It's 63-50 with 30 seconds left. Lawrence will not go quietly as they bring it up the floor. Mason Weir for three. That one off the back rim, no good. Rebound for Lawrence. Weir right up to the tin. That one won't go. 25 seconds left and a rebound for Turner Thies. And now to Derek Beers with 20 seconds left. A long pass ahead here for Carson Dutcher. Up and in. Dutcher's got 4. And everything that could go right tonight for Franklin did, as they lead 65-50. Weir with a three. It's no good, and this place is about to explode for Franklin. And they will do it. 65-50. Franklin has won the Tri-Valley Championship for the boys. The Franklin faithful and student section onto the floor as they have won a Tri-Valley Championship for the first time since 2002. Absolutely unbelievable. Derek Beers and head coach and father Daryl Beers sharing a hug at midcourt as they have knocked off Lawrence in the Tri-Valley Championship. I don't think many people saw this one coming, but a great effort tonight from the Purple Devils as they win 65-50. Our post-game show coming up here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600. And let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back one last time. Here is down on the floor. The Franklin boys are posing with their Tri-Valley Championship banner, the first one since 2002. And the number one fingers are held up here for the Franklin Purple Devils. Great effort tonight by both teams. I know both of them probably still have a long season ahead in sectionals. Hats off to Lawrence for a great and fantastic year, earning the number one seed in the Tri-Valley Tournament. Franklin just hot at the right time of the year, and they get it done here tonight. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Franklin, 37 points for Derek Beers. That's a game high, leading Franklin to the victory. 9 for Joe Cerro, 7 for Turner Thies, 6 for Max Carey, 4 for Carson Dutcher, and 2 for Tyler Gregory for Franklin in the victory tonight. The other side for Lawrence, 15 points from Sean Rockwell, 15 from Jarrett Benjamin, 15 from Mason Weir, just balanced scoring as you expect from Lawrence, 4 from Monaco, and 1 from Josh Wyckoff here tonight. Let's do our three awards here tonight. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. No question here tonight. I think Derek Beers with 37 points definitely earned our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here tonight. Next, the NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award goes to, let's see, NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Want to give that one tonight here to Joe Cerro from Franklin. 9 points for him. Just thought he did a little bit of everything. Brought the ball up the floor, played good defense on some of those tough Lawrence guards. So Joe Cerro gets our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. And finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. Reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that tonight to Mason Weir here for Lawrence. I just thought down the stretch, he did so, so much. Never said die. Just, you know, a gamer all the way through, and he's just absolutely unbelievable. He's only a junior, and the kid just never quits. So Mason Weir gets our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner here tonight. I thought he did a great job. So again, our final score, Lawrence falling to Franklin, 65-50, a little bit of an upset here in the nightcap for the Boys Tri-Valley Championship. A great victory here tonight for the Purple Devils as they win 65-50 in convincing fashion tonight over Lawrence. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our WCDO studios for helping us throughout the games last night and all four games here today. You can find them online at WCDOsports.com and our game audio archive. Special thank you to all our sponsors that helped us throughout the weekend. Absolutely fantastic. Again, the final here in our nightcap, 65-50. Franklin defeats Lawrence. I'm Nate Lull, signing off for tonight on WCDO.